Good morning. This is Les Harms, speaking on behalf of the Adams County Historical Society and welcoming you to another segment of Adams County History. This morning, I would like for you to journey back with me to a general era when neighbors were like family and spare time was a treat to be enjoyed. I am indebted to Sheila Zalman that worked with me on some of the research for the article this morning. And we were thinking of a time when ballroom dancing was graceful, music was captivating. You see, both of us came to an age when ballroom dancing was a favorite social and a recreational activity for millions of Americans, including the young and some not so young of Hastings as well as others. It still holds great memories for many people today. Come with us as we climb the stairs to enter the Winter Garden Ballroom, home of the most famous dance floor in Hastings. It was located on the upper floor of the 1926 Smith Machinery Company building at the corner of First Street and Lexington Avenue. Dance tickets purchased at the booth on the bottom of the stairs ranged anywhere from 50 cents to a dollar. And you could spend the evening in the arms of a hopefully graceful partner, gliding to the wonderful music of band leaders such as a young Lawrence Welk, Tex Beneke, Bud Holloway, Bobby Lane, Bobby Mills, and later Greg Benker at the organ. Although local bands played for most events, regional name bands were a major draw at the ballrooms, and some people were traveling many, many miles just to dance to their favorite musicians. The women were dressed in fashionable attire that sometimes included long gowns, and the men were always in suits and ties. Everyone looked proper. There was no casual or sloppy dress allowed. No liquor was supposed to be present, because if it was, it was seldom seen, since a uniformed policeman and a lady bouncer kept a watchful eye and made sure that no one got out of line. Couples moved lightly and quickly around the floor, dancing to one of the five most popular ballroom styles. There was the foxtrot, which was a variation of the two-step. There was a waltz, the cha-cha, the rumba, or the swing, which included the Charleston, the Lindy Hop, and the Jitterbug. Certain dances were physically demanding, but in those days, some people said, we would rather dance than eat. Before we become too nostalgic, perhaps we should dive into the historic aspect of ballroom dancing. Centuries ago, ballroom dancing was primarily for the privileged and the well-to-do, particularly in France. Commoners had to make do with the folk dancing. In the 1800s, English and American upper classes adopted some of the continental dance forms, like the waltz. However, the boundaries between the classes disappeared in the dance halls of the early 20th century, leaving ballroom dancing a fun hobby for everyone. Before World War I, dancing on Sunday, like the bunny hug and the turkey trot, were banned in so many places. As one writer said, dances that drew partners close together became flashpoints for public outrage. But with the end of Prohibition in 1933, according to Britannica.com, ballroom and exhibition ballroom dances solidified their links with American social life, popular entertainment, and the music industry. Particularly after big band dance music became a staple on the radio. While some places were still reformed to as juke joints, ballroom dances and ballroom-style dancing became very respectable for middle-class Americans. The end of World War I marked an upsurge in ballrooms across the country. The term ballrooms came to establish to all establishments. Sometimes they were called pavilions, parks, clubs, or maybe just a dance hall, where crowds would gather to dance to the music of the time. Ballrooms could be very elegant, or they could be very plain. But they all shared a common denominator, and that was live music and couples dancing. The 30s and the 40s were undoubtedly the high point of the ballroom era. But ironically, it was the end of World War II that saw the beginning of the downswing in the number of ballrooms across the country. Between 1920 and 1960, ballroom dancing was very popular in Hastings and Adams County, and several sites were well known. The most famous were probably were Libb's Park and the Winter Garden, both of which were owned by Libb Phillips, an interesting figure who was born about 1880. He moved to Juniata in 1903, then came to Hastings in 1911. He worked as a farmer, a barber, a swimming instructor before he opened his own park in 1920, which is called Libb's Park. It consisted of 23 acres and was established about that time, that it boasted Hastings' only swimming pool for a number of years. Also had a small zoo with deer, antelope, bear, buffalo. And then in 1925, Libb built a dance pavilion. The dance floor was 91 feet by 121 feet. And shortly after that, an adjoining garden was added with tables and chairs. And the ballroom was open three times a week during the summer months. Well, over the years, Libb had owned a fox farm in Clay County, oil wells in Kansas, and he owned some saloons in Juniata, Hastings, Minden, Roseland, Hartwell, Prosser, DeWeese, Sutton, and Shickley. He made state news at least twice. Once for locating the body of a drowned young man in the Blue River, and again for winning a Nebraska Supreme Court case after the Minden City Council denied him a liquor license because they considered he was not a man of respectable character. Well, Libb's Amusement Park was on North Baltimore Avenue, out in the country at that time. It was a popular place to dance after he added a dance pavilion in the spring of 1925. Well, as I said, we had chairs, tables, concession stands, which complemented the park swimming pool and the zoo. Beginning in 1934, Libb Phillips battled local officials for years over the right to hold dances on Sunday. A 1931 statute gave Adams County supervisors the power to prohibit public dances on the first day of the week. And local ministers were circulating petitions stating that public dances and places where drunks and libertines congregate in large numbers. Well, Phillips agreed to abide by the decision of no Sunday dancing as his dance hall license was renewed and the controversy faded. Well, the Winter Garden Ballroom was constructed by Libb Phillips on the second floor of the Smith Building in 1927. Remember I said on the corner of Lexington and First Street, after he realized it was too cold in the winter for dances at the pavilion, even when he had some large heaters in use there. The ballroom featured dancing every Saturday night and boasted one of the largest dance floors in Hastings. Well, we had to remember, in World War II, numerous servicemen stationed at the Naval Ammunition Depot met their future brides at the Winter Garden during the 40s and the 50s. After Lilburn Phillips, who had no children, died in 1953, his nephew took over the business operations. Well, were there other dance locations? You bet. Other dancing locations included the former Elks Club, now which is the Adams County Courthouse, the Oddfellows Lodge on North Lincoln, the Skyline Ballroom on the sixth floor of the former Clark Hotel, the City Auditorium, the Masonic Temple Ballroom, the Eagles Club at 107 North Denver, the Knights of Pythias Hall across the street, the VFW Club, the YWCA, Lachlan Country Club, and a number of smaller clubs like the UP Depot Dance Hall in the 1970s, which featured a plexiglass dance floor and disco music. Some older private homes in Hastings, like the E.A. Brandis House on North Lincoln, even included a ballroom on a separate floor. School buildings, church halls, the armory, the YMCA gym floor were sites for chaperone dancing for Hastings High and St. Cecilia students during the post-war years. On Friday nights, Tiger Hawk dances to the Y were especially popular in the 1940s. On our next segment of Moments in Time, we'll continue with part two of ballroom dancing and the effect on Hastings and Adams County. This Moment in Time has been a presentation of the Adams County Historical Society, and so we're inviting you to listen, to learn, and to please consider joining our society in order to preserve the history of our county. We feel that's very, very important. You can also visit our website, AdamsHistory.org. And so, again, this is Les Harms inviting you, tune in on the second and the fourth Friday of each month. Thank you for listening.